tremendous influence on many people without him knowing it. So yesterday we learned, again, we started Kuf Nun Hey, a very interesting halacha, that a person is, as soon as they finish davening, they should go learn. And we saw that very interesting Mishnah Berurah Gimel, which says a person has to learn every day. You have to learn Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, and Poskim. And even Balabatim will only have, the Chavetz Chaim says, and even Balabatim will only have 3-4 hours a day that they learn. That's all. But, right? So still, they have to make time to learn those things. Now, some Mishnah Berurahs we didn't. Oh, so we saw the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha said you're supposed to learn day and night, during the day and during the night. And therefore, there's a custom that you learn between Mincha Maariv. Right, that's the Bir Halacha. Because that way you'll get both, because it's during twilight. So, or the Bir Halacha says you fulfill the obligation of learning at night by learning between Mincha Maariv. A couple other things. The Mishnah Berurah says that, we didn't see the Machaber said Vitzarksha also eis ye kavua. When you learn after davening, that time has to be set. In other words, you learn at that time. Shlo yavirenu, and you shouldn't miss it. Afim hu sover laharviyah harbe. Even if you think you'll make a lot of money, right? So in other words, right after davening, you have to go, and you think you'll get a lot of money by making a certain appointment. So still, if that is your time, your set time to learn, remember yesterday the Mishnah Berurah brought down the famous Gemara that says, they'll ask you after 120 years, did you have a set time to learn? Not only did you learn, but did you have a set time? And this is what it means. This is how we see it manifest in Halakha, that you have a set time and you don't miss it. And the Mishnah Berurah says, De'ikra mitzvahs tamal chacham ein lashir. That there's no amount, when we talk about you have to learn every day. How much? Like, every, you know, matzah, there's a size, esrog, there's a size, sukkah, there's a, everything has, what size is there? What amount is there for Talmud Torah? So the Chavetz Chaim says there is no size, as much as you could do. And your obligation is during the entire day. And so therefore, the very interesting Mishnah Berurah Dalet, Chavetz Chaim says that, let's say, people are busy, we're all busy, but if you have a spare moment, so you know what, we surf the net, we play video games, whatever it is, but you're supposed to chop that, as they say, grab that moment and learn. And if you don't, I won't tell you. The Chavetz Chaim says very strong things about a person who loses those moments to learn, that they have those opportunities to learn. Okay, let's do the Rama. We didn't do the Rama yesterday. The Rama says, Misha Eino Yodeo Lil Mod. Person doesn't know how to learn. So, Yeluch Beis HaMedrash. So you go to the Beis HaMedrash. The Schar Halicha Biado, and just going there. You don't learn. Obviously, you know, there's not too much of an excuse to learn. There's an amazing thing called Art Scroll, right? So, you know, like, so you can learn. But there's a fascinating Ramah. The Ramah says, even if you don't know how to learn, you should go to the Beis HaMedrash anyways, like the Halacha says. And just the walking to the Beis Medrash and going to the Beis Medrash, you get rewarded for that. Just the walking. Even if, now again, we're not saying you shouldn't learn, but even if a person can't for whatever reason, a person should go. Okay. The Yilmod, now the Mishnah says this is a separate idea. The Yilmod me'at kama she'odea v'yakshu b'inyonov v'yichnas b'libo yiras shamayim. And you should learn whatever amount you can, and then the learning should go into a person and cause a person to have yiras shamayim. So, you know, again, not to get into this that much, but, you know, there was a big big battle about Musar, to study Musar, not to study Musar. Everybody agreed you should study Musar, but many felt you didn't have to make it a set thing in the yeshivas. Now that's that opinion is basically most yeshivas have a Moser Seder. But the concept of the anti-Mosernix was that learning just any whatever you learn metamorphosizes a person and changes a person. It goes into them and has an effect on their midos, not just their knowledge but their midos. So again, this is sort of like the idea. I mean, the Chavetz Chaim passes in Siman Gimel that you're supposed to learn Musar, so don't get the wrong idea. But that's the idea, that learning has an effect on us. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down that if a person learns, Kol Ashana Halachos B'Chol Yom Muftach Chol Oshu Ben Olam Haba, right? A famous chazal that that a person who learns every day, it's muftach, it's guaranteed that he will get into Olam Haba. And if a person, the Chafetz Chaim says, doesn't know how to learn, so he brings down exactly what I mentioned before. That even in the Chofetz Chaim's time, they have things that are translated into the local vernacular, into local language. So therefore, there's no excuse. Everybody can learn, especially today. There's no excuse. Okay, let's do a look at base very quickly. So Machab says, "Kodem sheiluch beis hamedrash yochal me'apas shachris im hu ragobo v'tov shiargobo." That before you go and learn, you should eat something. Right, because we all know it's difficult to learn if you're hungry. And it's best to eat bread, if you can, if a person normally does. Now, the Chafetz Chaim says, a very interesting Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim says when he talks about eating, he says, "Mitzvah lahaneg atzmo b'mida tova v'anhaga tova lishmar b'riyuso." That there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah that a person should accustom themselves in a proper way, in proper customs to watch over his health. A person should be healthy. Brings down from the Torah, so a person is strong to serve Hashem. Very important idea. So again, it's not just the Chofetz Chaim says you have to be very careful. I always mention the story. It was one of my first days living in the Rashi's house, and in those days I used to jog until recently, and it was late at night after Seder, and I had all my get up on. I started walking out, and the Rashi was downstairs, and he looked at me and said, where are you going, you know? So I said, I run every night. He said, good, it's a mitzvah, you should run, you have to take care of yourself. So that's something we should all bear in mind. Okay, the Meretz Hashem tomorrow we'll do, get into Kuf Nun Vav, about business relationships and things like that. Very interesting halachas. We'll get into that tomorrow.